Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, August 22nd. Wheat, the underperformer in the markets again today, down sharply across the board. That dragging corn lower, but soybeans able to stay slightly in positive territory. Let's first take a look at wheat. December Chicago finished down 8 cents at 429. That's a new contract low and contract low close. Kansas City December down 8¾ at 427. Also a new contract low and contract low close posted today. And Minneapolis December finishing down 12¾ cents at 656¼. Russian wheat production this year estimated to be between 80 and 82 million metric tons. That's well above the USDA's guess at 77.5. So wheat being pressured again by abundant global supply. This we have now 6 weeks running of lower settlements in the wheat contracts, and it looks like we are on par to make that seven unless there is some sort of turnaround here. Doesn't appear to be anything to get wheat to bottom out in the near term. Taking a look at corn, pressured by wheat, down 3 cents at 360. That's a penny and a half off the contract low at 358.5, and this is a new low for the year in that contract. The Pro Farmer Tour has got some more results coming in today. Nebraska variable between 170 and 200 bushels per acre, and Indiana also quite variable. Will take probably through the end of Thursday for them to really get some good ideas about these results. The crop conditions were 62% good to excellent versus 75% last year. That was unchanged on the week. Again, there was increases in conditions better in the west and reductions in the east. Also, U.S. corn is still priced above Argentinian and Brazilian corn, but appears we are getting close to be competitive on the world market. Open interest in the corn has been rising the last few days. That's a sign that in addition to longs exiting, there are new shorts entering the market. We'll have to keep an eye on that as we get near that contract low at 58.5. Soybeans finished up 1¼ on the day in the November contract at 937.5. Beans supported by continued Chinese demand. We had a couple of good sales earlier this week, and also being supported by soybean oil, which has been rallying over the last several days as the market awaits an announcement from the Commerce Department regarding the soy methyl ester situation. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. In the Pro Farmer Tour, some pod counts coming in South Dakota, about 900 versus 971 last year. And in Ohio, 1,107 versus 1,055 last year, and an average of about 1,174. Soybean conditions were 60% good to excellent versus 72% last year. Again, similar to the corn, we had increases in better conditions in the west and declines in the east. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 45 points at 93.47, not helping the grains there. Crude oil up 27 cents a barrel at 47.64. Stock market rebounding today, up 196 points at 21,899. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.